At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, sitting across the board from me, back in studio, Tim Dennis. And this evening, we're doing something a little different. We're having live readings done by Psychic Tiffany. And again, if you've been listening to the show and you'd like to connect with Tiffany on your own, you can do it. You don't even have to have crossed over. Just contact her at Tiffany at readingsbytiffany.com. Or you can check out her website at readingsbytiffany.com. Mm-hmm. And there's ways to get in touch with her. Or if you're a friend of mine on MySpace, just go look in our top friends. You'll find the lovely Tiffany sandwich somewhere in there between Chip Coffee and one of my other psychic friends, John Oliver, I think.
Oliver. You're the meat in
my best friend psychic sandwich online.
I love it. Thank you.
We've been working this evening with morning show hosts. We've had Kay Fan in here. We had Mike Morris and Sludge came in. Donna Valentine from K102 Morning Show. And then, of course, Mus a few minutes ago. I can't forget we had Mark Rosen in with us.
Yay.
And, she's not happy about any of the rest. No, just Rosen.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Did you notice the way Superstar kept flexing for Tiffany during the whole show?
Yeah, that's the first thing he did. It was the gun show. Did you see that?
He's a sexy man.
The guns were very accurate.
And, of course, we had Lee Volzwick, which was cool for me because, you know, being in radio 20 years ago with Tim, and then moving up to the cities, I used to listen to Lee when she was with Steve Cochran on KDWB, and then when she stayed with Dave, and then she's bounced around at all the different Clear Channel here. It's just been great to
She's been in radio longer. I mean, in it's like dog years in radio. I mean,
she's a lovely woman. I wouldn't guess she's been in radio since 1910.
She's gorgeous.
She looks good. She looks like she's nowhere past 40.
She's amazing.
She is great.
She is an icon.
Somewhere she's got a portrait of Steve Cochran aging in her closet while she remains young and youthful.
Well, yeah. What was that? Who was that? That story.
Ooh, Dorian Gray.
Dorian Gray. Yes. Thank you.
Well,
was right there.
We've saved him.
You
all the way from K102. We dragged in the final bit, the final mix of the morning show over there, and he's in here with us now. And the reason we wanted to hold him off is he's kind of nervous about this.
He said he's creeped out.
I actually feel very, very warm in my stomach area right now. This is like freaking me out.
You're not going to puke or anything.
It could be the two cans of Jolt and the eight pixie sticks that you ate on the way in.
Possibly.
That could have
I got the garbage can nearby. Yeah.
Are you afraid or are you just more nervous?
I'm nervous. I'm kind of afraid of what's going to happen. Not really afraid of what the people I want to contact are going to say. Just like, it's going to creep me out a little bit. So I don't know.
Why are they going to start telling us where you've hidden the bodies?
I think you're right.
What are you telling us?
You've said too much.
No, I think you're just creeped out by what you heard Musk say about the mayo
the
and
mayo
masturbating.
Thing. Yes.
So, now and who would be a little nauseous, right? Yeah. Who could blame you?
I love mayo, by the way, if I can just say. Miracle and Whip, fish sticks, nothing better.
Peopleformayo.com. Check it out.
I love
gulash. I know. Never, ever again.
Now, Fish, how long have you guys been together doing the K102 morning show?
I've been on the show
together
for
in a romantic
that's only been going on for a month or so. I've been on the show for a little over a year and a half. Donna and Moss have been doing it for about 9 years now.
So now, you actually know Tiffany from another station that you worked at.
Yeah,
right?
I used to work down at a station in Mankato, and we had her on down there.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Thank you.
And it's really cool
it
to be like
right back.
We never met.
Awesome.
It was just always over the phone. And now I never got down there.
So, did she ever get to do a reading for you back then?
Yeah, she did a few. She did a few. Yes.
But it wasn't mediumship stuff, it was more just
like,
general reading stuff.
You know.
Yeah.
Meet the right person, or should he quit his job and move to the cities and work for
K102? Right, exactly.
Excellent. So it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for the advice, by the way. It worked
out. Yes, well done. Well done.
Hey.
So now you have in mind a person or two that you'd like to connect with?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, both of my parents are passed away, so I don't know if you can do either.
And you're so young. I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hopefully we can get both in. Let's see. What are their names?
Yeah, give me their names.
Dave and Sheila.
They even, sorry, I went to write to Morris Day and the Time. Oh, Sheila. Sorry. Not what you wanted.
No, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Wasn't it that same era?
She can connect with the dead, not so good with the musicians that sing the songs we all know and love.
Connecting with heaven, not Billboard.
I love that Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, he's good. All right, so we have David Sheila on the other side.
Anything else?
I know, I'm just messing with
you. Sorry.
All right, so now where are we?
Dave and Sheila.
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just see. And usually it's going to be one or the other that comes through. And oh my God, it's your mom. It's the Sheila. She's talking about you. Oh, honey, this is awesome. This is all good stuff. Oh, it's such mom stuff. You know, I have a magnet on my fridge that says my mom thinks I'm pretty. And it's so cute because your mom's like just gushing about you and how, what a good person you are. And how, yeah, and she's talking about how you had to grow up so fast. But here's the thing. She's talking about how you grew up even before they passed. Like, you were at 8 years old, you were an old soul. You were already an adult at that time. And she's talking about how you started working as early as you did and how you grew up so quickly. And she's just giving you a lot of credit, you know, and it's interesting. She's not saying like, woe is me. She's not saying that, you know, she feels bad for your situation. She's just really proud of that you had to become that person. And so she's not, you know, some parents come through and they talk about, you know, gosh, I wish you didn't have to grow up like that. I'd wish you didn't, you know, have that strong work ethic. I wish you were more of a kid for a longer period of time, but she's really proud of it. And she really wants you to know that she's acknowledging that and, you know, really, not giving herself credit, but giving you credit for taking on that responsibility. She's talking about you buying a house in a year. And so she wants you to know that that's, it's like on its path. It's on its way. Now she just says a year and a half. So there's a little bit of a period of time in there. But she tells me to tell you that the windows are going to be bad. So you need to have an allowance for like getting new windows right away.
Okay. Right. Maybe better yet, you should have the inspector check the windows
or
a little bit more closely before you buy them.
Yeah, on the sale of the house, you know.
Thanks,
have
Mom,
that all built in.
Okay.
Well, I think it's.
Are you seeing this house having wheels underneath it? And
her
in a tornado path?
That is my dream.
But a year and a half. Yeah, she's talking about that happening. She's talking about two. And it's cute. She does, honest to God, she's like over here and she does this. I'm all like, she's strong. Like, I'm all better. Like, she talks about how frail she was when she passed, and she's like, you know, like she wants to tell you that, like, I'm tough again. I'm strong again now. But she says, but it's cute. I'm sorry. I'm just having a Fargo moment, but she's like, but I'm doing real good. I don't know if Mom had like that lovely Minnesota accent thing going on, or that Midwestern East, but it just, that was such a, but I'm doing real good. Don't you know? She didn't say don't you know, but it was just that sound.
Stop putting words in the spirit's mouth.
Sorry, I know. I have a bad habit
Speaking
of doing
putting
that.
Words in spirit's mouths, the creaking and weird noises you hear in the background are
I'm
just Tiffany in her chair.
Are those EVPs? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
What is that?
No, they're EV turns, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's just Tiffany's
it's just
chair,
chair,
so don't email me
I'm
and tell
not
me
moving.
You hear creaping
it's
stuff.
It just kind of creaks, and I gesture. And it's so cute, because she wants to give your dad some time, so she's like telling me she's going to exit and like going to let Dave come in. Now he is coming through. This is going to sound so silly, and he's showing me like a lazy boy chair, like a big recliner type chair, and it has like a nubby fabric on it, and I don't know what he wants in it. Rocks a little bit back and forth. It isn't just a recliner, but I don't know what he wants me to acknowledge with this,
was
but he's
his,
showing it to me.
Is it yours? Did you lose your virginity in a nubby recliner when he was there watching? I don't know.
Stop.
Maybe he was there and I didn't realize.
But he's showing me this big, fluffy, lazy boy chair. And so, like I said, this nubby, it's not a plaid, though, but it does have lots of colors in it. But he's showing me this chair. Hold on. He tells me to let you know he makes these little knocking noises, like little like rapping noises, not loud. You know, it's not going to sound like a door slamming, but he wants you to know like this is him. Like he's trying to like get your attention. It's almost like he's just like, hey, hello, hello. You know, look at me. So he's talking about that. That's how he's trying to get through to you. Hold on. Now he's showing. You know, OK, so. He's showing me like this little tool carrier, not like a tool chest, but it's like more like a tray with a handle over the top of it. Okay. And he's showing me all these tools and he's like, I have this. And so I don't know why he's trying to acknowledge it. But like I said, it wasn't, you know, the Craftsman red toolbox, but mm-hmm. it was just this metal weird tray with this handlebar thingy over the top. And he wants you to acknowledge, like, I have it. Hold on. Uh-huh. He says he sees you watching out for the kids, like little ones. And he just wants you to acknowledge that responsibility, too.
My kids or just kids
no,
in general?
No, just kids, like family kids, like other members of the family, like littler ones. And mm-hmm. like you've taken up, and it's like he's saying you've taken up like his role to them. And so he's just, and it's like little ones.
So are you the one walking around saying, pull my finger?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I do act a lot like my dad did around like nieces and nephews.
Oh,
and
is
stuff
that what
like
it is?
That.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, he's talking about you taking up that role. And he says too that, that's funny. I'm sorry. He says that you have a lot going on up here.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's pointing to her head.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Again,
people on
damn,
radio again.
Wrong media.
Not my chest area.
Yeah, not chestal region. But he says you have a lot going on up here that you don't get out. Like you don't say a lot. You like you have a really strong filter from head to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And which is surprising, you being in radio after
right.
all. You know, usually there's a very minute filter there.
Well, there's not a lot of time Musk takes up most of the
really,
time.
Really, I can't imagine. I'm shocked to hear that.
Well, it's starting to come out now. Look at his unleashing on Musk is out of the
going
station.
Crazy. But he's talking about like you don't get enough out, and he's kind of saying that was the same between you two.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he says that he was always the one at, like, family gatherings that would just kind of stand in the corner. People would come up to him and engage. He was never, like, the engaging, hey, put the lampshade on the head kind of guy. So he just, yeah. But he wants you to know that they're both good, that they're both. And it's interesting. He says that they're safe, like they wouldn't be safe. But that's the exact word that he uses. So he's pulling its energy back.
Okay.
Yay. Makes sense to you?
Yes.
Yay.
Real quick question.
Go.
Is, there was a guilt that I felt after they passed. I just want to know.
No guilt.
What they.
Dad says no guilt.
Okay.
He says it's not necessary.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. He said that you needed to get rid of everything. And so is that what the guilt was around? What's the guilt? Well, you don't know. Don't even say.
Okay.
Don't. It doesn't matter. But he's talking about like, no, it's like totally not necessary. You reacted the way that you needed to. That's exactly what he says.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yay.
Well, thanks a lot, Fish. Thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me.
The
whole K102 morning show.
See, you did puke or anything.
No, yeah.
Good job. We got Psychic Tiffany in the studio. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Darkness Radio right here on your home for the best in paranormal talk radio. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Sitting here with me, Tim Dennis. We have the lovely Psychic Tiffany in studio with us this evening.
Thank you.
Joining us from all across the Twin Cities, we've had some great times at the different morning shows, and right now, ladies and gentlemen, the undisputed heavyweight of morning shows.
Da, 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 da.
Chris Baker's going to kick my ass for saying that, but you know what?
You're bigger than
him, though. KDWB, we've got Dave Ryan in studio with us right now.
Give it up for me. Give it up for me.
Woo!
Come on.
Dave Ryan. Woo!
Give it up. Wow. Give it up. Me.
They were kind enough to have us on the show on Halloween, and I asked them we'd like to have them in the studios this week, so they stopped in to pop in. And now, Dave, do you have somebody that has crossed over you'd like to communicate with?
I do, actually. In the last 5 years, I've lost both my mom and my dad.
Oh, my gosh.
In the last 5 years. They were old, and dad was like 88 and just, you know, got old and sick and died.
Yeah.
And mom had Alzheimer's and died about 2.5 years ago.
Yikes. So. Okay. Well, give me the, who do you want me to reach out to first?
Let's talk to dad.
What's his name?
Fred. It's a good dad name,
aww,
right?
That is. That's
Fred.
Like at a sitcom. Yeah. Dave Ryan's dad, Fred.
Yep.
Okay. Hold on a second. Fred, hold on a sec. Let me just try to connect with him. Ah, he's funny. He's just like you. He's funny.
He's pretty funny.
He's
yeah.
talking about how he gave you his sense of humor. And he keeps showing me the February calendar. I don't know what the February connection is, birthday, anniversary, monthly. I don't know what the February connection is, but he's trying to acknowledge something with February. And he's talking about, he says you don't stop moving. He like wants you to follow, he wants to follow you around, but you're constantly go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Perpetual movement. And he says that you're going to hear a sound in your car. You need to get that address. It's like a clunk, 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 like a, it almost, it has to be like a, something that moves around. How's that for a girl moment right there?
It's pretty mechanical.
Yeah, I know.
Way to hone in on more specific.
But I just hear it repeatedly. It isn't like a one time, you know, something breaking, but it's almost like a belt or something, but it's sounding like it's off kilter. He says you're going to have to get that taken care of real soon, like in the next couple weeks. He, that's cute. He says he wants to acknowledge that, that mom is okay.
Good.
He tells me to tell you to... He says he's noticing an issue with your knee, and it's more on the outside. You have to get that taken care of.
Really?
That was like an Elvis move right there.
Like, wow, my knees, yeah, okay,
yeah,
I'll watch that.
But he's talking about that you need to take care of that as well. He, that's cute. He tells me that you're always one to blow stuff off. You know, oh, whoa, I can't see out of one eye. It'll get better.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah, I totally do. Yeah, yeah. I just figure everything will work itself out.
Mm-hmm. You need to be more consistent with really getting some medical attention, honey.
Okay.
Hold on. But overall, he's doing good. What's mom's name? I'm going to try
Louise.
To pull her. Fred and Louise.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Shut the front door.
No, seriously, yeah.
No.
Fred and Louise,
awesome.
Yeah, and they
okay,
loved each other
so
right
cute.
Up until the end. He went to see her every day in the nursing home.
That is amazing.
Every day. He would sit there on the couch and hold her hand.
That's so cute. Well, that's probably why he's like, okay, enough time with me, and she needs to come through. Oh, my gosh. She has, like, the cutest little giggle.
Oh, yeah, she's very sweet.
I'm thinking Betty Rubble right now. Just
she laughed all the time when I was a little kid.
She's coming through.
And I would get like lost in church or in a crowd. I would listen for her laugh, and that's how I would know, I would find her, because I would hear her laugh all the time.
So cute. And she's really, you know, I don't mean to say girly, like, you know, wearing florals all the time, but she's very feminine. She's very, you know, considerate and modest, and just she's coming. Oh, she's so cute. And I don't know why I keep seeing her hair.
I'll tell you why you see her hair. Because she loved it all the time. That's all she ever did, was go down and get her hair done once a week, all the time.
It's
and my mom and dad is the one thing they used to fight about, because she spent so much money on getting her hair done. They used to fight about it. And back when I was a little kid, she used to buy wigs. And my dad would hate the wigs that she would wear.
Oh, my God.
And so we had an outhouse because we were poor. So he would take them. He would take her wigs and he would go throw them down the outhouse hole. True story.
He would not.
True story.
That's why
Thank
she's
you.
Bringing through the hair. So, I mean, it's just so funny because I can't even see her face. I can hear a giggle, but I could see hair.
Because he wanted
weird.
Her hair to be really long. Even when she's like 50,
but
he wanted
like
her
hair. It's like a little bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She had really, really, really short hair.
Yeah, okay.
But,
that's something you don't want to see when you're sitting on the outhouse seat and you look down and you think you got a rabid beaver underneath you.
No, huh?
Oh, you know? You could go home.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Now, this is a family show.
Anyway, but no, she's showing me her hair. And she wants... Oh, that's so cute. She wants me to tell you how mobile she is now. Like, I can get up and walk, and that she's safe and sound. She's talking about you need to replace the kitchen floor. And so she's talking about, like, it's, like, and it's, no offense, she's talking about that there's damage, like something's coming up and you're going to see this pretty quick. And she's talking about you're going to need to notice it and do something. Love you. You need to do something about it. Here again, she says that you'll sit on those types of things.
Sorry. I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Till there's a hole in the floor.
Yeah. Somebody falls through. That's no good. I totally had that happen.
Just knock it down, kids. Come on, stomp it
down. But yeah, she's talking about that. Yeah. You need to kind of take notice and watch that. There you go. Did you have any questions for him?
I miss you. Miss you both.
Oh.
Love you both.
She says that they're with you all the time. Give me your kids' names really quick. The first names, please.
Allison. Yeah. Well, the ones that are related to her. I guess they're all related to her.
Are they all related?
If they're my kids, are they
they're
also
all
their...
yours?
So the ones that, Allison, Beth, Carson, and Chase.
She's going right to Allison. All of a sudden, she's talking about kids. And
I was just
going to
say she adored Allison.
Like, Allison and she are like the same person. I mean, there's so many correlations between the two of them. She's just talking about how she always has to watch her. And did Allison have that super cute little girl voice that, you know, like, oh, I don't
she
know
had
how
a
to.
Lisp.
Okay. Because well, I was just going to say Cindy Brady.
A little bit. And, yeah, she totally did.
And she's talking about that she loved, she loved that voice. Okay. That's what she's telling me. There you go, Cookie.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for stopping
in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Got time with you, Steve-O, real quick. Come on in. And now, again, we have Steve-O from the KDWB Morning Show joining us in studio as well. Now, do you have somebody that you've been thinking about you'd like to make a communication with?
Yeah.
I guess I would say my great-grandmother, who died a couple weeks, months, like,
a couple weeks, month or two.
That was very Cartman of you.
I was trying to think of my... Because I really haven't had any deaths in my family. Mm-hmm. I haven't had anyone die in my family, really.
That's a good thing.
So, my cousin Stephanie, but I kind of don't remember anything about it.
No
so I guess my
there.
Graham Phillips.
What was her first name, hon?
I don't actually know. I don't remember. Margaret!
All right.
Sorry, that was far. Well, everybody knows what that was about. Oh, dear Margaret. Oh, Honey, she's going right to your lower back, like almost sciatic issues. She says that you need to watch that.
Okay.
Careful, careful, careful. She says... And it's so funny because it's almost like it's contradicting what you're saying.
Okay.
She's talking about like you have scads of people over there. You just don't pay attention. And that's exactly what she's saying. Okay. It's like you don't, you're not, and it's no big deal. You're put under pressure right now. Like think of somebody right now. Okay. It's no big deal. But she's talking about like how much family is really over there. And it's so cute because it's almost like she wants me to know that too.
Well, like my dad's dad's over there, but I was never alive when he was alive. So
doesn't
I don't know
matter.
Anything about him.
But that, no, that's totally okay. But
I
she's talking
bald.
About that. You know what?
I knew that he was bald. That's really all
wow.
I know about him.
That's it. But she's doing fine. This
He's
is going to sound so
Dave
silly.
He's using Dave Ryan's mom's wigs now.
Yeah,
over
really?
There,
but, well, there you go. Yeah. He pulled them out of the outhouse. But and then she's showing me, this is going to sound so silly. Where is there a picture of you in a wheelbarrow? Because she's showing me like you in a wheelbarrow, and she's showing this wheelbarrow real specifically.
There might be, I don't know, like that my Nana and Papa's or, I mean... They all had wheelbarrows
like,
around their house, yeah.
Okay, because she's talking about the not the wagon, real specifically.
No,
she's telling me wheelbarrow.
Okay.
And so she's wanting you to acknowledge the wheelbarrow, so that's what she's telling me.
Okay.
And that's so, so cute. She's like totally doing like the dealer thing, like I'm done.
No
Did
deal.
You have any questions for her?
I guess if she misses everybody, I don't really. Actually, I don't even really have any questions.
She does, but just not you.
Yeah, no, she doesn't miss me.
She's really freaking busy over there. So yeah.
I just want to know, like, that. Does she remember, like, when we went to visit her in like the retirement home? Because for a while, that she was really drugged up, and she never remember. And then sometimes she would remember things because like they took her off of different drugs. Like, was she happy, I guess, at the end? Was she?
She said, and this is so cute. This is her word, not mine. She says, like, she was comatose. So she was happy, but she was so like out of it. She wasn't really even in her body towards the end.
Okay.
You know, and it's so cute because like people would poke her and she could feel them, but she couldn't even like hardly respond to it. She wouldn't even acknowledge it. Uh-huh. So,
what did she think's gonna happen with Papa?
What's that?
With her son, my Papa, my grandfather.
What did you ask them?
What did she think's gonna happen with him? Or, you know, is he gonna be okay? Everything good with him? He's older too, obviously. I mean, she died when she was like 102 and he's gotta be 80.
Got some longevity, 80-ish.
Are you guys like Highlanders?
Yes.
Nobody in my family has died. And
I really don't know how we do it. Seriously, we're still kicking.
That's awesome. He's going to be around for a while. She says that what's going to happen is, and this is what she's concerned about, is he being able to like eat food and take food in through his mouth is really going to go down the tubes. And that's going to, I hate to say it, but be the beginning of the end.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, there you go.
Thank you. I
no.
appreciate it.
He's not going to be able to eat and then he'll die. Is that cool?
Yeah. I don't mean it to be mean, but that's how she was
well, he's
phrasing
got some time,
it.
Time, though.
Yeah,
so
he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are Highlanders.
People can be, you are. People, yeah, you can go intervenous. Why not?
Good deal. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Steve-O, thanks for joining us
in
studio.
Thanks, Cookie.
We'll be back. We've got the loveliest part of the KDWB morning show
Hells
coming up
yeah.
next.
Coming back?
No. Oh. Wow, you need to open your eyes, boy. We'll be right back. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio. Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Creaking across from me,
Sorry.
The lovely psychic Tiffany and the chair that will not die. This chair is amazingly loud.
I
never,
know,
Tim,
I'm sorry.
Get out the WD-40 and can you spray her butt during the show?
It's not my
I know
butt.
You will. Hey, by the way, speaking of spraying my butt, I've got some horror ticket to give away. Crypticon
really?
Is coming up. Yeah, Crypticon is coming up next weekend.
Where's that?
And it's going to be at the Radisson in Roseville, Minnesota. And we've got a lot of really cool horror movie people are going to be there, including Chris Sarandon, who was the voice of Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas, was also the vampire from Fright Night, and, of course, my kid's favorite movie. He was in Princess Bride. He was Prince
my
Humperdinck.
Favorite.
So he'll
my
be out
favorite.
There.
Are
We've got John Kassir, the voice of Crypt Keeper. Tim and I have a table there. We're going to be sitting there with the lovely Kelly Maroney from the movie Night of the Comet,
I
Chopping
know Kelly.
Mall. Beverly, what was
Night
it?
Night of the Comet rocked.
No, she was, I can't remember the other one.
Not
no,
yet,
no, what
anyway.
Was the one Stoner Spicoli movie?
Fast times
at Ridgemont
High. She was in that, too?
Yeah, she was the head cheerleader in that, but she's going to be out there.
What?
We're going to give away for the
God.
Next three callers right now. We're going to give away passes. It's a pair of passes that you can come on out, and it's a weekend pass, so you get to come out for the entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to be a part of this. Again, it's Crypticon taking place at the Radisson Hotel in Roseville, Minnesota, the 14th through the 16th of November. Tim and I are going to be out there. Come on out and say hi to us. For the next three callers, you can get a free pair of tickets to attend
I think
the Crypticon.
Come out.
You should. It's
I'm
a great
gonna,
time.
I think I am.
We'll be giving those passes away. Now we're going to go to my favorite part of the KDWB morning show.
Wow.
I told you when we came in here and I saw this lovely blonde walking around, I'm like, wow, how do we get her to be on our show? Is she one of the interns? Because the interns around here are pretty fun.
Wow.
Yeah, they are pretty good looking. And then they no, shh, dude, that's Lena from KDWB. And
don't I'm talk like, to oh, her, look away.
Really? And they're like, yeah. So I had to avert my eyes for the first couple of weeks. Yeah. And then I got to come stand in the studio. She was so kind. She's been great. She went out ghost hunting with us.
I did. It was like one of the best times of my life, I would say. I had a really good time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Best times of your life?
I've had a pretty sad life.
I was just going to say, you're very young.
Yeah, we took her out. She was ballsy, man. We stood there in the dark. It was so great. Well, I love this. You know, I was totally expecting or hoping that when the lights went out, she'd grab me. No, it was John behind her.
Our intern was screaming like a little girl.
It was hilarious.
Really?
She's all quiet and reserved. She's like, yeah, let's go dark. I turn off all the lights. And then all you hear from behind Lena is John going, oh, God, no, please. What are we doing? Let's turn off the light.
Really?
I'm like, if you're here and you'd like to communicate with us, come forward. No, don't do that. That'd be a bad idea. I want you to come forward. Why are you doing this? This is horrifying.
Poor
and
John.
I was trying not to giggle. But we had a great time. We were out there. We went down in the basement of the soap factory.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
had some really cool stuff. As a matter of fact, we'll plug it in a little bit later. I'll play some of the audio on one of the upcoming shows here. I think we might even do it tomorrow night. But we did, using the little Shack Hack radio, we went into one of the creepy little rooms. We sat down. I was explaining to him how the radio worked. We turned it on and started cycling through the stations. And I said, you know, we'd like to know if you're here. Can you communicate? Can you tell me my name? And the first thing that popped out of there was Dave. We started talking for a little bit, and we were getting some strange little things to pop. Now, along with us, we had Steve-O, we had intern John, we had Lena, and we had Crisco with us, and Crisco's brother. And then we go, well, you know, I said, all right, well, if you're not haunting this place, are you attached to one of us? Is there somebody you want to communicate with? And it says Crisco. You know, I don't know any late-night cooking shows that might have been on at that time that would use the term Crisco.
Rachel
was,
Ray.
And it almost sounded like it was trying to build up. It was like Crisco.
Crisco, yeah. It said Chris out a couple times, and then it said Crisco.
So we had an interesting time with that. And then one of the first times when we turned off all the, or when we first got into the basement, as we all stopped moving, we were standing there talking, footsteps started to approach us. And it was great because we all kind of got the deer in the headlights look of, wow, did you hear that?
Yeah, it was a crazy night. We heard screaming too. We heard like pigs squealing at one point that none of us really knew where that
deliverance
was coming from. It was sort of
a movie.
It was a deliverance.
Yeah, Tim was upstairs with Adrian, and Adrian looked bashful and shy when they came downstairs later.
My mistake.
It was scary. Wow, crazy stuff. So, Lena, we wanted to have you in. You guys were kind enough to have us on the morning show on Halloween, again, from the KDWB morning show. And wanted to know, is there somebody that's crossed over that you'd like to try to make a connection with?
Actually, on my mother's side, we had a group of people pass away within the last 10 years. My grandmother died when I was in high school, and my grandmother was the matriarch of the family.
Yeah, sure.
We all adored her. And then my cousin Kyle was 20. He passed away about a year later from pneumonia. And then my grandfather passed away about a year ago, and his son, my uncle, also passed away. So my grandma, grandpa on the same side, my cousin, and then my uncle all passed away.
Can you pick one?
I would. Yeah, I know.
Let's throw a dart at the board and see who we're going to connect with.
If either my grandmother or my cousin, because he was so young when he passed.
Give me your cousin's name. Let's
Kyle.
Call him. Do you mind? Not to pick for you, but.
No, that's fine. His name's Kyle.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me have Kyle come through. Funny guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, and he's like wily. That's the word that like is. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
you know, it's not just funny joker wily.
Yes.
Like, you know, there's always something going on. Like practical joker, there's always something going on. It's so funny because when he's coming through, he's like, hey, you
he's
know, he's
very
like
mischievous.
Being, yeah, like
yes.
Perfect, exactly. Yeah. He's really funny. And it's so cute because he's telling me he does stuff, and this is exactly the word that he's using. He's telling me he does stuff to spook you, like to startle you. You're going to see stuff out of the corner of your eye, and that's him. And he wants
that's
you to
him?
Know. That's totally him. And he's like, hey, you know, I want her to know that it's me, that I am, it's me doing it. And he's like totally, he's like, it's so funny because he's like totally laughing about it. And, he has a great nose. He has a really strong
it's
nose.
It's big.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was saying strong to be nice.
It was a big nose.
Yeah. But yeah, because he's coming through down here. And I'm sorry that I'm like glancing at him, but he's so funny. He's telling me to tell you that it's so cute. He does this.
Yeah.
And not that you're leaving KDWB anytime soon, but he's talking about like you have big things. Big things, big stuff. And he says that there's going to be...
I see her on Darkness Radio. as the new co-host. Is that wrong?
Big thing.
She couldn't take the pay cut.
Wow, that's painful. Probably true, but painful nonetheless.
Like I'm making a mint right now.
But he's talking, and I hope this is okay, but he's talking about you, and you know, you're young. I mean, this isn't going to be that you're going, you know, next Tuesday or anything, but he's talking about you going to Chicago next, and he's like really excited about that. And he's like, he's telling me verbatim, sooner than later.
Okay.
Is that to meet my parents?
Are you having fun in the corner?
I am. I am. Way back over here.
Yeah, I know. We're ignoring him, so he has to. I know. And his mother, just between you and I, you should totally meet her because she's awesome.
She's very nice.
Yeah, she's not nice. She's hilarious. But she's not nice. She's hilarious. Your mom's going to kick my ass now.
My mom sucks, but she's funny.
No,
is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Step outside.
She beats you, but she's funny.
That's right.
Yeah, right. She cracks you up, so it's okay. But, sorry, but back to him. So, no, he just... Why does he keep showing me, like, playing cards? He's, like, flipping cards at me.
We learned how to shuffle cards at my grandma's house growing up.
All right.
We all learned kind of together, and she had this automatic shuffling machine that we were all crazy about.
Oh, my God. When you're a kid, that has to be, like,
it's fascinating. It's the craziest thing, yeah.
Yeah. And he's, okay, so he's just showing me, like, and it's so funny because he's like, tell her. And he's, like, flipping these cards up at me. And so he just, he wants you to acknowledge that. And then... This is like the most random reading ever.
You should meet his dad.
I mean, what's the watermelon connection? He's showing me like big old watermelons, like full-on watermelons.
Well, I know, I mean, that whole family is freaking huge eaters.
Okay.
And I know, I mean, when we got together in family reunions and stuff, I mean, it was always in the summertime and that sort of thing.
Okay, all right, so that's why, that kind of makes sense. All right, that's why he's showing that. But overall, he just keeps laughing, and he just looks like that little twinkle in his eye, and he has more like of a triangular face. He has a nice chin too,
he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's so funny. And it's so funny that he's coming in lower. It's like he's sneaking in, like,
it's so
under
weird
the radar.
Because he's like 6'2".
I believe
it's funny that he's short. And
you know, well, that's just where he's coming into me right now, and so I don't know. Maybe he's just sitting on the ground.
Most men bow before Tiffany,
I can see why.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
At our events,
David.
Oh, come on,
really?
Don't lie
you're
to me,
gorgeous.
Tiffany.
I can see why.
Right back at you, back girl. Thank you. Love you. But no, he's just coming through right here. So no, he's good. He's perfectly fine. Just really quick, I'm asking him about grandma. And he said, this is going to sound so silly, but I don't know if grandma had like this funky little cough like perpetually, but he's like, she still has that even on the other
always
side.
Always kind of a nervous little tick. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, it was a tick for her.
Yeah. A little thing.
Got it. Cause I'm like, why would she still be, if she's on the other side, she wouldn't have any health malady, but he's like, just tell her that. Just tell her that she still has that.
So she's good. And
yeah,
together.
She's perfectly good.
Awesome.
They're totally together. And he actually says too, and I don't know if this is, been validated to you, but he actually says that there's like a miscarriage or something, and he says that the baby's on the other side, and
oh
he wants
gosh.
You to know about that as well, that he's with the baby. Does that make sense to you?
Well, not for sure, but I know that there is some stuff that may or may not
underlying.
Have
happened. Got it.
So that's interesting.
Plausible deniability.
Right.
I love that phrase. But yeah, but he just wants to acknowledge, and so maybe that's his way of saying, like, yeah, it totally happened. I want you to know.
Okay.
So that's what's coming through. Ta-da.
Thank you
did
so
Did you enjoy
much.
Yourself?
I did.
Yay!
Thank you.
Lena, thanks
sister.
For coming in and spending
thanks
some time with us this evening. I know it's late. You guys need to get up early in the morning because you're just not
Bless your heart.
Night people,
I
are
never
you?
Sleep. It's fine.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you very much. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk. Radio. We'll be back with more Psychic Tiffany right after this. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. We've had a fun night tonight, Tim. Doing a little something different. We've actually had Psychic Tiffany in studio with us this evening, going through, speaking with all the different morning show hosts that have been out the way. You guys are going to swing that mic back and forth.
I thought he wanted to say, he just kind of put up his hands.
Was,
like,
I know,
huh?
That's because he just likes to make me look like I'm being a bad guy.
You're not a bad guy.
I don't think
that he's
saying Tiffany,
that.
Hold me, Tiffany, hold me. Hey, before we get into this last segment, let me make a quick mention for the next three callers to call in. I'm going to give you a copy of Soul Visioning. Which is a book, Clear Your Past, Create Your Future. It's by Susan Weishart. It's a groundbreaking book that teaches you how to create a life of passion and purpose by following your soul's wisdom using breakthrough methods such as energy psychology, which is kind of acupuncture for the emotions without the needles. There's guided journeys, forgiveness practices, and past life and life between life regression. You'll discover practical step-by-step techniques to heal the unconscious beliefs that block the awareness of your true spiritual identity and life purpose. So if you want, I've got three copies of this book by Susan Weishart. Give us a call right now and we'll get you out a copy of those books. All right, Tiffany, so we're wrapping up this evening.
We're back.
I appreciate you coming in and spending time with us and doing this.
This
is wearing out. You do.
Yeah, it totally gets exhausting for me. It does wear me out. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me a lovely email and
And it was really cool. And she's like, I'm not looking for a psychic reading. She's like, I actually do tarot card readings. She's like, but after I do six or seven of them, I'm exhausted. Does that happen to you?
When you're at our events.
Yeah.
And which yeah, we do all over whipped. For information, go to darknessevents.com. Yeah. And we do events at the Stanley, Queen Mary, yeah. Eastern State, all this stuff. You sit there and you do readings all day. You make the whole it's weekend nuts. About doing people's readings.
Yeah.
Do you ever have bleed through, like the spirit from the... So let's say Tim does a reading and mm-hmm. then I come in to do a reading. Does Tim's relative stay around and they're like, but wait, you got to tell Tim this
yeah.
after Tim's gone and my people can't come through?
You know, no, that really doesn't happen. Fortunately, I've been doing this long enough that I can kind of, you know...
Cut them off?
Get the guillotine out and the psychic guillotine and knock it down and cut them off. But I think under ordinary circumstances, you know, if you're just starting out, it's absolutely something that can happen. I've had instances where I've gone home and as you know, I'm a big bath person. I'll take a bath and all of a sudden somebody pops through. I know you're thinking me, Stu. I know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Baths are nothing than just sitting in a big hot steaming bowl of you soup. That's what
so
I think.
Gross.
It's so gross.
I'll never forget. Yeah, I was talking to Dave about a year ago and he caught me in the tub and I'm like, he's like, what are you doing? And I told him and he's
over
like,
phone,
oh my God.
Mind you, I didn't right. just walk
right,
in
right,
on
right,
the tub.
Right. Just like, let's be really clear. Yeah.
Humming,
yeah.
Humming, humming.
I had to hang up. You. I totally had to hang up with you. But yeah. So, but
so they
so
just
gross.
Pop in on you when you're taking a bath.
Sometimes,
do you,
I mean,
hey, get out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Are they able to look you in the eyes when they pop in, or are they?
No, they look down a little ways.
Well, that's evil. As in life, so in death, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
Well,
exactly.
In the studio with us, our final reading we're going to do for tonight
yeah.
is Jordan from the KTLK
Bless
Morning Show.
Heart. He's
a
so
producer.
Cute.
You'll hear him pop up on air from time to time with Chris Baker.
Chris
that's
Baker.
Right here on our station, KTLK, every Monday through Friday. You want to check that show out from what time does the show begin?
7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
7 a.m. to
right
11 a.m.
Rush.
You're a big fan of politics, too, aren't you?
I love politics. It's so exciting.
Politics, politics,
I'm
politics.
So happy this
we were just talking about
over.
How into the election he was. He yes. stayed up. Yeah.
Election and politics is like two different things to me, though. Election's kind of like an event, and I'm into that, but the politics thing.
And politics is like the last 3 minutes of an NBA final game.
Exactly.
Right, I'm with you.
I like
the
way
that. All right,
that
so now you wanted to, you didn't actually want to talk to somebody that crossed over.
No. You wanted to do a reading.
Right. I don't even know if they died to me that I'm close to that.
Which
really
is like so
to.
Super cool.
That's awesome,
I think
right?
it's a good yeah. thing. I hope. Not
totally
lie.
A good thing.
Right. Or for Micah.
Or Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
want to
know, though.
What did you want me to tune into? Yeah. What's your question, babe?
I can pick anything I want here.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
Well, within reason. Wow. Don't ask me about like Chris Baker's sex life or anything.
Well, you were talking about whips and bass earlier. Now my mind is all wandering. So. In that case, let's talk about my girlfriend.
What do you want to know about the girlfriend?
Well, I don't know. Now I'm thinking about the whips and stuff.
What do you want to know?
Well, tell me where we're going.
What's her name?
Karen.
Karen. Well, you know, here's the thing, honey. You have free will. You can choose to do whatever you want to do in that relationship, blah, blah, blah. But are you asking, like, if it's going to continue? Yeah, you guys are fine. It's so funny. Your guides, you have a guide named Mark that's coming through, and he's talking to me, and he's just, like, talking right in my ear.
A guy named Mark. Wouldn't
Mark.
That be cool? Hey, I'm Mark. I'm your guide.
Hey, what up?
That sucks. I want a guy like Ezekiel or Elijah to be my
Zeus.
Guide. And you've got Mark. You know?
You know, well,
I used to
be
a 7-Eleven clerk in life, but now I'm your guide. Yeah, I think
Mark's
this relationship's
old name,
gonna work.
Though.
I know. I'm just
I mean, it's
messing.
Not,
Matthew,
you know,
Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
the Beatles. I love those guys. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. That's Peter, Paul, and Mary, right? Okay.
Huff the Magic Dragon.
Okay, I'm sorry. I made the Morris Day reference before, and I was wrong.
No, come on, help this guy out. We got about
Shut
4 minutes
up.
Left
what
in the show.
What do you want to know about the relationship? You guys are totally fine. I don't see anything really, to be really honest, I don't see anything changing. I don't see anything really adjusting. It's funny because what he tells me is she gets pissed off at you about time. Like, your timeliness is not so good. And it's not so much that you're always late. It's just your timing is kind of funky and off. Like, she'll ask you to do something, and you'll remember 3 days later. And it just, that's like a point
is that
of contention.
True,
probably.
I'm very he can't remember.
This is funny.
The yeah. fact that he's looking at me,
well,
he's like, crap, I'm supposed to
Mark.
Pick up.
This is just fat. I mean, this just like jumps out of me. It's fascinating.
Is Mark on the other side? Or is
no,
he here?
No. Mark's okay. here.
No. But, you know, and it's funny too. A lot of people will come and they'll ask me about their guides and they'll be like, oh my God, I was going to name my child that, or that there's some, it's really weird. It is kind of a phenomenon unto itself.
Right.
Yeah. It's really
what about,
kind of interesting.
How about your position, Jordan? Do you want to know if you're going to be at K-Talk?
Well, yeah, that's great.
That was your next
that's
one?
Actually my next one. Professionally, where am I headed? Where am I going?
You know,
I hear, would you like to supersize that?
Oh
yeah, that's
in your
I'd probably make more money, Dave.
you and me both.
I think we've talked about the whole money
yeah.
radio thing in and
yeah,
so
don't
much
go in
there.
Radio, kids. You won't yes. make any money.
Yeah, but it's fun for you.
Yeah, where do you see
get a lot
going
of free
now?
Stuff, don't you? But you know, honestly, I see you going on air. I don't see you getting out of radio. And this is exactly what he says, at least for the next 2 years. You'd pretty much hear, and the word that he uses, sorry, is stuck. You're stuck here. And it's not a bad thing. It's not.
So when you say him going on air, does that mean he'll get his own show? Later. Or will he just take over the production room with a manifesto and a shotgun?
Getting his own show.
You will hear me!
Getting his own show, but really? It's not going to be on KTLK. It's going to be on a different station. But here in Clear Channel, and I'm sorry, I know I'm creaking. I know you just looked at my chair. So, yeah, there's going to be an opening spot. It's going to come in more midday. It's not going to be a morning. It's not going to be a late evening. It's going to be like...
So you think it'll be within
3-4 o'clock
here?
Somewhere in there, like then a later afternoon. What?
You think it'll be in the conglomerate of Clear Channel?
Yep, absolutely.
You're stuck here, man. You've sold your soul to the man.
I'm just gonna say I'm kind of a non-believer when I walked in this room.
Yeah, why?
And then talk. I just
that's okay. I always like to hear people's experiences. No judgment
don't
whatsoever.
I just don't have a reason why. But after listening to you and some of the things you say, believer, completely.
Really?
Ding ding. Thank you. You're sweet.
Because he's bucking for an afternoon show. Yeah. He's taking over for...
I'd like to see your whips and leather and ass and all that stuff.
How does there everybody know that. About that writing
well,
crap?
You know,
I know.
You
marry
happily. Gotta...
Yeah, totally happily. 14 years happily.
Can change that.
Yeah, right?
I can change that.
Wow.
Jordan, see? I got the hit on Lena. He got the hit on you. It kind of
you
can feel the connection going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot of love here.
So what do you see about us?
I see her husband out in the car with the shotgun.
Jordan will not be walking outside today.
Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, look at me. Anyway.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a reading with Tiffany, it's as simple as just coming into the station and giving Tim and I money, and we'll put you through.
And call Jordan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, you can go right to readingsbytiffany.com, and it's spelled TiffanY. readingsbytiffany.com, or you can email her at Tiffany@readingsbytiffany.com.
I know, it's very clever, isn't it?
That is. That's amazing.
Super original.
But it's better than, like, psychicrockdivatiffany.com.
How did you know that that's
is
my
that
next
your
website?
New website?
I just Very got cool. it yesterday.
Whipsandchainsjordan.com is going to be up tomorrow, too. You know that, don't you?
Cold shower.
Yeah. So check out Jordan and Chris Baker every Monday through Friday on
KTLK. The new
Jordan
and Tiffany show.
We want
to
thank all of our morning show hosts that spent time with us today. We had the lovely Lena and Steve-O and Dave Ryan from KDWB. Of course, Lee Volsvik from Cities 97. Of course, Mark Rosen stopping in from KFan. Also,
my celebrity
superstar.
Crush.
We had Sludge come in here. Donna Valentine, Muss and Fish from K102. It's been great having you all here and be a part of our show. Thank you very much so much for being a part of it with us. Hey guys, we're going to be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Check us out. Remember, if you missed any part of tonight's show, you want a little laugh and a fun, go back, check out the archives. Our show will be there. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to the best in paranormal talk radio every Saturday and Sunday right here from 9 to midnight.